You are listening to Life Science Connect Radio. Broadcasting live from New York and direct from the show floor of Interphex. Advancing the processing of life-enhancing drugs. Life Science Connect and Interphex, together in the Big Apple. And now, here are your hosts, Todd Schnick and Todd Youngblood.
Good morning. This is Todd and Todd, live in New York, Life Science Connect Radio, on location, direct from Interphex, Day 2. Todd, an exciting guest up next, but we're at the midday point of Day 2, and it's just been a stellar morning. I can't wait to continue going.
How can we be halfway through the second day? My head's about ready to explode already. I don't have folks that really understand all this stuff. I really think of the scientific people that are here that truly understand in great depth how all this stuff works. I don't know how they hold all that in their brains, but it sure is fascinating.
It's been fun
to learn about.
Fascinating day so far. Our next guest will prove to be no different. Say hello to Mark Trotter. He's a marketing manager with 3M Purification. Mark, welcome to the show.
Yeah, good afternoon.
Well, it's good to have you. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Before we get into our conversation, Mark, take a few quick seconds. Tell us a little bit about you and your background.
Sure. I've been in the biopharma business as a working for manufacturers and suppliers to the trade for over 20 years, working for a variety of filtration companies. I was doing some of my own consulting work for a number of years until I joined up with 3M Purification Life Science Technologies about 2 years ago.
All right. Well, go deep on 3M Purification. What do you do? How do you serve your market?
Yeah, I'm working in the product development or marketing development groups, primarily for the life science products. Filtration, the focus has been a lot on the upstream applications of the clarification, and in the recent years we moved into membrane technologies, introducing a new class of hydrophobic membranes called ECTFE, used in air applications. And then we're introducing here at Interphex an exciting new chromatography product that brings downstream chromatography into upstream clarification areas, which we can get into some of the benefits of. The product's called M-Phase, a hybrid purifier, which incorporates ion exchange media. And it's a very exciting for us, a very exciting technology to bring into this innovative application. We also, of course, have a full line of depth filters. This is what we're known for. And so we've really expanded into technical and scientific service products as well.
Mark, when I think about trying to get my brain around everything that the 3M has to offer, I can't do that, and I don't think a lot of people can. If I'm in a pharma plant, for example, I know what my problems and issues are. I know mm-hmm. what I have to wrestle with specifically. Talk about, in that context, what kind of issues do you help customers address, and what kind of problems do you help them solve?
Well, primarily, when we're talking biotechnology or the bioprocessing, so we're dealing with living materials, be they cell culturing or bacterial or yeast, and those are the engines that manufacture drug products. So what we're trying to do is we help the drug manufacturers separate out and purify, clarify separation and purification so that at the end of the day you have an injectable drug product as a therapy. Many of these components are referred to as monoclonal antibodies. There's also vaccines, just to give an example.
All right.
Our job is to do the heavy lifting upstream clarification, and then with this new M-Phase hybrid purifier, we are introducing chromatography to help improve efficiencies in the downstream purification operations, protecting columns, protein A, and other downstream processes.
Yeah, no, I was just going to ask you, you wet my whistle on this M-Phase. I wanted to hear more about that. You just touched on that.
Mm-hmm.
If you go a little deeper on that, perhaps, and then share some other new things we should be looking for.
Thank you. The M-Phase AEX hybrid purifier actually combines a number of technologies and steps into one device. So as a chromatography media, this material is grafted onto a functional non-woven, which gives it some filtrative capabilities as well as being a chromatographic device. And on top of all of that, on the downstream side of these chromatography materials is a 0.2 micron bioburden membrane. It's a polyamide membrane, which also does some heavy lifting as far as particle removal. So putting all these technologies into one device, we can reduce costs, provide downstream benefits to prolonging the life of various columns and improving their efficiencies by the early removal upstream of some of the solubilized contaminants, which we refer to as host cell protein, HCP, and DNA, which are considered contaminants or foulants for downstream processes. So by combining all of that technology, particularly with bioburden reduction, you have a very high purity, which is why it's a purifier, mm-hmm. product going to downstream operations. So that's where we see cost savings, is actually providing better performance in downstream steps and stages.
John, you're very clearly looking both upstream and downstream as you're talking about these
yes.
products and where they're applied. It strikes me that, yeah, the product is certainly critically important in this whole thing, but understanding the process and how all that works, that's got to be equally important. I got to get the right product in the right process.
Correct.
I got to match those things up.
Yes, Todd, that is where we have our scientific and technical services group, engineers and scientists, that come in and we basically interview, that would be a good way of putting it, the users of the product so that we can devise a scheme or a filter train with various products to optimize their processes both upstream and downstream. So we need the full sweep of understanding, so this is a process and not just a project. So it's always ongoing, and the more we understand the process, and these are multi-step processes from moving from the bioreactor through the clarification stages to separations and purifications to the final fill, so it's a complex sale, as we would say.
More
as well,
complex,
yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Talk to us about some of the biopharma trends that Mark Trotter is paying close attention to.
Well, as we look around the Interphex floor, one of the products that has really taken over the market and continues to grow are what we refer to as single-use technologies. I don't know if you've had someone on earlier to discuss
we've
it.
We've talked about that already.
Yeah. I mean, hardware is not going away, and hardware I refer to as stainless steel. I mean, that is always going to be a place for it, but there are cost advantages, which we probably have already been through, single use, and I continue to see that trend within the industry.
I'm happy for you to elaborate on it if you'd like.
I'm sorry?
I'm happy for you to elaborate on that.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, we're seeing sometimes some of the upper limits of where we can put in polymers versus hardware. Mm-hmm. I think bioreactors and tanks and carboys and bags, we're approaching what I would consider probably the upper limit, 2,000 liters. There's some that you may go to 5,000 liters for holding tanks, but for the practicality purposes. The other thing we've seen trend is higher cell densities, higher product densities, grams per liter. So therefore, the scaling, whether we used to have a 20,000 liter bioreactor has moved down tenfold to a 2,000 liter, can have the same efficiency and output as far as product yields. So that's one trend I think that will continue forward. One of the things we've been innovative in is bringing some of the technology, as I mentioned, from downstream to the upstream locations, and that's that M-phase product.
Right.
So the technology change and the application is improving efficiencies that weren't attainable before. So I see more of that trending and consolidation in multiple steps into single unit devices. This brings those efficiencies and change out and so forth.
Differentiation. What makes 3M purification different from the one or two, perhaps, other competitors that are out there?
There's any number of competitors out there. And when I speak of 3M, we're looking at the life science end of the
business. Understand.
Because there's a myriad of other products, obviously, that have carried the 3M trademark and brand name. But in our area, we have a real opportunity to explore new products through our R&D group back in St. Paul and in Meriden, Connecticut. They're very deep, and 3M is a technology-based company looking at the R&D and process development or product development pipeline. We call upon and have the capacity to work with scientists and engineers in many different material, I would say material development. and material properties so that we can come out with an innovative product like M-Phase Hyperpurifier, which combines various non-woven technology with chromatographic technologies, with membrane technologies in one device. So we look forward to that. So that's one of the unique strengths of 3M Purification, is we have the huge backing of 3M corporate material development and research.
How critical is every organization, large and small, has to innovate and has to be thinking mm-hmm. about how to continuously improve their offering to the market. Is there an advantage to having an organization like 3M Corporate behind you, empowering you to think about those kinds of things, or is it just there's a natural culture there that is conducive to that environment?
You know, you look at the market, you talk to the customers, your end users, and you find a need, a niche, and you look at your current product portfolio and say, look, this may be something we need to further explore. Having the resources of 3M corporate research and development behind you, it's a very positive and motivating factor in bringing another product along into the mix. And to say looking to the future, I would say will be more new things at a 3M Purification Life Science Technologies in the near future.
Mark, takes a lot of time, a lot of focus, a lot of effort, a lot of money to exhibit at Interphex and attend this show mm-hmm. and get the most out of it. Why are you here?
Well, you know, obviously to meet the customers, to show off the new innovative M-Phase hybrid purifier. We also have 0.1 and 0.2 micron membrane filters that are used for sterile filtration, and to exhibit our flagship product line of Zeta Plus depth filtration products. So showing that, developing new contacts, and doing more problem solving. The show has been very busy today with very interesting application-oriented questions coming from the end user. So it's, you know, we're here just to get the exposure, but we're also here, which is very satisfying, mm-hmm. to be a problem solver. And knowing as we leave here, you know, weeks and months down the road, we'll be interacting with those interviewing and problem solving with the end users, with the customers. So it's good to show new product and also to meet and greet old friends and colleagues here as well.
Outstanding. Well, Todd, you know, you and I have a lunch break coming up. We might have to go check out this M-Phase.
Come on over, guys. It's the M-Phase. There's six other people I want to talk to. I'd love to talk to Mark for another half an hour. Holy cow.
We've
got to stretch this day out.
Yeah, we do. Well, Mark, unfortunately, we are running out of time.
Before
we let you go, how can people get in touch with you and learn more about 3M Purification?
Well, 3M Purification, you can go online and find us there. Like, you know, we're over there, booth
2145, I think is your booth.
I guess please come by and visit with us. Be happy to show you the M-Phase, the PDA 0.2, 0.1 membranes that we have, as well as the Zeta Plus products.
I want to see the chromatography stuff.
Yeah,
I've
come on over.
I've been fascinated by that since I was a little kid.
Yep.
All right. There you go,
gentlemen. Thank you. I appreciate you for having me.
It was our pleasure. That was Mark Trotter, Marketing Manager with 3M Purification. Again, good to have you. Thanks for stopping by and joining us. All right. Well, that wraps this broadcast. On behalf of our guest, Mark Trotter, my co-host, Todd Youngblood, I'm Todd Schnick. Life Science Connect Radio's live coverage of Interphex. We'll be right back.